Hi, I'm Nikki Trevorrow from Cats Protection.
And I'm Sue Morgan from Songbird Survival.
Now, I know your two organisations are joining together to get an important message across and advise cat owners on, what we can do as cat owners to really help songbirds. So, Nikki, I wonder if you could tell us a bit more about this.
So Exeter University have done some excellent research with Songbird Survival, and that is looking at cat owners and how much they really don't understand what can be done to help reduce predation and particularly to help the songbird population. And it's actually just under half owners didn't know the three tips that they can do. So we're looking at making sure that the cats are fed a protein-rich diet, and that helped to reduce predation by 36%. Also, to have interactive play sessions. So this is the fun bit.
That sounds like a lot
Only
of fun.
five
It's
to
always
10
fun.
minutes a day. Get the fishing rod toy out. And it's fun for the cats, it's fun for the owners, and it really helps songbirds as well. And I'll pass over
Absolutely.
to Sue for our final
Yes.
tip.
Yes, Sue, what's that final tip?
Well, the final tip is one that's particularly important at this time of year as we're heading into sort of a lot longer days and the season where birds start breeding and nesting. And that is about keeping your cat indoors, particularly keep it indoors overnight. But if you can extend that to sort of dusk and dawn, when the birds will be sort of more active, they'll be coming out to get insects, they'll be, singing their songs. Because at that time of day, if we can just sort of extend the time that they're safe on their own in gardens and outdoors, it could really make a big difference. And the good thing is, it's also, could really be helpful for the cats as well, because if they're inside, they're not, they are safe as well. So it's a win-win on that front. So that's
Yes.
something that we just want people to just think. And it surprised us with the research that we've got these fantastic solutions that are proven to work, but people don't know about them. And
No.
it's so that's what we want to do, is just get them to think, and they could make a difference.
And it's interesting because a lot of cat owners, they may also be, lovers of wildlife and birds, but it's kind of putting that into practice, isn't it, really? Yeah, so isn't it?
It really is. And if we just want people to realize how easy this can be, and it's something that's enjoyable, particularly the play. I love doing that. I
Yes.
have the sort of cat toys handy, because that's the thing. You never think, oh, I'll go upstairs and get it. So have it, somewhere, in the kitchen by the kettle, or by the sofa, so that you will do it and it becomes part of a habit.
Yes.
And so I think it's building it into your everyday routines and habits, and it will just build up its
Yeah.
effectiveness over time.
And Nikki, we mentioned playing with cats, a lot of fun, but also for the cat itself, obviously, if the cat's, playing with the cat rod, there's less chance that that cat's then going to go out and start attacking birds and other wildlife that might be out there, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. So the research has shown it does help to reduce predation. And it's just about having that natural behaviour expressed in a different outlet. So they're still able to do it, but just on a different target. Bear in mind that cats have got different play styles. So it's about experimenting and thinking, like, do they like it up in the air? Do they prefer it across the floor? And just little and often makes a big difference. As Sue said, just build it into those daily routines.
Absolutely, and have fun with it as well.
Yeah,
It is a
definitely.
lot of fun. The cat going crazy. Those laser pens as well. I find my cat quite likes them. They're
Yeah,
quite
they're
good fun.
good. The thing I'd say about laser pens, though, is because they can't actually catch the red dot, they can
Yes,
be a bit
gets a bit
frustrating. So
frustrating.
what we'd
Yeah.
advise people is, they do use a laser pen, to always finish on a physical toy that they can kind of catch and grab.
Yeah.
So there's some great stuff, like a con kickeroo, for example, is brilliant for that, where it's like a cushion toy and they can like bunny kick it, and then it's
Okay.
lots of fun.
Yeah. And we mentioned diet as well, Nikki, and what are the best sort of things we should be feeding our cats if we want them to, not go and hunt outside for their dinner?
So it's a protein-rich diet, and that's what's been shown to really help to reduce predation. And it's also, very natural diet for them anyway, because they typically would have a high protein diet out in the wild. They'd also eat little and often. So it's about how we feed our cats too. So multiple small meals throughout the day would be great.
Okay.
And if anybody worries about that, if they think, oh, well, I want my cat to hunt because it will eat the food that it gets. Part of the research we did, we looked at the sort of the isotopes in whiskers, and whiskers of the cat, not of a sort of commercial variety. And it showed that only sort of 3 to 4% of a cat's diet actually comes from the food that they'd hunted. So people can be really reassured that if you do give them this meat-rich diet, you're not taking anything away. It's in the
Yeah.
best interest of the cat as well.
Okay. Sue, I mean, how much of a problem is this? I mean, why is it important to protect the songbirds?
Well, songbirds are sadly in really rapid decline in the UK. We focus on there's 83 species that breed in the UK annually. And in the last 50 years, their numbers have gone down by 50%. So it's really hard to get your head around that because it's such big, big numbers. But some species are really in rapid decline. Things like the chaffinch and the greenfinch that are kind of regular visitors to our gardens. They are, you know, really in rapid decline. So it's really important that we don't let it carry on. And there are a range of threats. It's the most complex problem. So we're just trying to do every little bit that we can to build up a more positive future for the birds.
So these little things make a big difference. And aside from, you know, keeping our cats away from the birds, I mean, what else, Sue, can we do maybe in our own gardens to help the birds?
There's all sorts of things. There's a real range. I mean, a lot of people do have feeders in their gardens, and that could be a good thing. But do think about where you are positioning those so that they are protected from cats in some areas, but also from other predators that could get them. You can provide nesting spots, but we're real advocates of, as well as providing the things like a nest box and a feeder, think beyond that. Think about what you can plant in your garden. It's really good. The best thing for the birds is if you can give them natural food sources throughout the whole year. So we've got a whole list of resources on our website of which plants provide food stuff for birds throughout the year. And having areas of lovely little bushes that have got cover. So I've got a lovely hedge at the front of my garden, and you see the birds going one end of it and they're bobbing along from end to end. They use it as a bit of a motorway to get safely from one side of the garden to the other. So it's giving them food, give them some food, give them water, and give them shelter in your garden, and they will just be living a lovely life.
And I love that. And there's nothing quite like, you know, looking out your window and seeing the birds in the trees, but also hearing that song, you know, which is very, you know, noticeable. I think maybe more sort of since lockdown, you know, when the background noise of the traffic died down, maybe we're more kind of tuned into hearing these sounds of the birds, do you think?
I think definitely. And we're trying to keep that in people's consciousness when you go back. But so we've noticed when we talk to our members and our supporters, you know, that they are trying to, that they've come to us because they've recognised the birds around them. And it is, and this time of year is perfect for it because the dawn chorus is getting louder and louder. Lovely. And earlier and earlier as the birds are getting ready to breed. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And Nikki, part of this this research as well, you've been looking at neutering cats and sort of raising awareness of the importance of that. So why is that important?
So there's about 11 million cats in the UK at the moment. So it's, you know, they're a very popular pet. They're in about a quarter of the households. However, there is an overpopulation of cats. There's more cats than there are loving homes, sadly. So certainly from Cats Perception's perspective, you know, we want to see fewer cats because we want to have, don't want those unwanted litters. So we really want to encourage people to get their cats neutered by 4 months of age. But if you think about it, fewer cats means fewer cats out hunting as well. So that's only going to have a positive impact on the bird population too.
There you go. So all linked in, isn't it? So little things are making a big difference, helping the cats, helping the birds as well. So how do we find out then, Sue, more about the research and more about the work that you do at your organisation?
We've got a website which is songbird-survival.org.uk, and there's a whole host of information on there. And Nikki,
our website is cats.org.uk.
Brilliant. Nice and easy to remember. Well, Nikki and Sue, thank you so much. And I think talking about these things is so important, isn't it? Just to raise that awareness.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.